Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, Zimbabwe became so poor after chasing all the farmers away that the working girls are now accepting payment in beans and corn. If I give her corn, she will give me AIDS. That's the worst trade ever. And you just know that South Africa is envious of this and is desperately trying to match Zimbabwe's progress as quickly as possible. Soap and smokes are also great third world currencies. But what I really want to know is how women end up still managing to be fat during a time of famine. Up next, a woman files for divorce after a 12-year marriage, after ChatGPT claims he committed infidelity. Soon people will be too stupid to think for themselves, as AI will do most of the mental processing for them. In this case, ChatGPT did him a favor because she was so stupid to believe what it said. But I suspect that she was going to divorce him anyways, and that ChatGPT was just being used as a plausible excuse for her decision so she didn't have to take accountability for it. Number three, when leftoids say they want more refugees, what they don't mean are Caucasian ones from South Africa, who are productive and ready to work. What they really want are beggars who destroy the West. They want to destabilize the West because that's the only way to bring about their glorious Marxist revolution. They seem to want immigrants they can feel superior over and not the ones that compete with them on merit. They want to be the smartest people in the room, it seems. Moving on, this female prison officer had sex with a rapist 40 times while on duty in order to get pregnant. I had to say that it's a woman because these days you know that females are raping students. But this never would have happened if there was no DEI hiring for prison guards. So we're getting to the point where women are using men in cages for breeding purposes. She probably did her best to play the part of the victim, but there's nothing like an unwilling victim, I guess. Number five, if you get lost in the woods and build a shelter, the tax collector will be there shortly. The government assessors will say it's a one bedroom in a scenic location, and then it's an ideal starter home with reasonable HOA fees, as they charge you $10,000 a year to live there. But I don't think this is accurate. I think that the county code guy would show up first asking for permits before you even completed it. Up next, ever since Healer Clara moved into the village, all the women have stopped having headaches, it seems. Looks like there's nothing better to get women in the mood than a little competition. Now they're probably working their hardest to keep their men away from the healer. I think the village dudes, if they're smart, ended up hiring her. If a woman like this doesn't work, then you ladies can always try Durex with Tylenol so there's literally no more excuses. Number 7, pop star Lorde says that I'm a woman except for the days when I'm a man. Yes, and I'm interested in Lorde, except for the days when I'm not, which is every day. Entertainers will say whatever they can these days to get a little bit of publicity as Hollywoke and the music biz slide into irrelevance. Looks like South Park once again gets it right. How do they do it? Are there any days where Lorde is just sane? Moving on, this guy says he's obsessed with the Roman Empire, because he would like to destroy the Goths. But why are goth chicks kryptonite for so many dudes out there? Is it the pale skin contrasted by the jet black hair? Plus the idea of domination. Could it have something to do with goth chicks being one of the last few feminine holdouts? Maybe it's because they look dead on the outside to match the fact that they're already dead on the inside. Number 9, this guy says his wife needs to use the bathroom, and he's now forced to watch all the semis he worked hard to pass for the last 3 hours pass him by. This is why I don't do road trips with women anymore. They have to stop to eat, use the restroom, buy souvenirs, and just waste time in general. Be a real man and let her pee in a cup next time. Leave her at home, or if you have to, diaper that chick. I can't wait until all the driving is automated. We're almost there. Up next, Kelly Osbourne says that there are millions of ways to lose weight, so why lose it doing something as boring as exercise? And that the people that hate Ozempic the most are the people who are secretly doing it or can't afford it. Yes, I'm sure a lot of women on it prefer that other women not use it, because it creates more competition for the top 5% of guys out there. Many women are also lazy and would rather risk complications from a drug than actually work out. Number 11, here's the difference between a normal woman and a British one. They use spray-on tans, probably because of the long dark winters turning them paler than a ghost. They're on an island full of potential goth chicks, and instead what do they do is try to get the complexion of Trump. Also, why are the British chicks' eyes so much closer together? Is it true that most of them look like this lovely sample? Then again, we won't be able to tell because in 20 years, this is what British women will look like then. Moving on, Kid Rock blames ugly liberal women for low US birth rates. He's not wrong, you know. He just needs to add fatties to the pile. Maybe not, though, because that's a lot of weight, and it would crush all the ugly liberal women below them. So maybe it's not such a bad idea after all. But in Japan and China, there aren't any fat liberal women, and the fertility rates are even lower than America. So his theory doesn't hold up to scrutiny. Number 13, or tattoo, says don't let the past make your decisions for today. But why do women get such cheesy tattoos? It's because all the other women do. It's all about monkey see, monkey do. Plus, they're playing the part of the female chameleon and becoming the men that they're attracted to. Trying to attract men that are also plastered in tattoos. Also looks like someone can't spell, as she spelled for F-O-U-R instead of F-O-R. Up next, Montana joins Alabama, Florida, and Nebraska, banning the sale of fake meat products. Stop it because you're making Bill Gates cry. He's been pushing for everyone to eat meat that's grown in a lab out of cancer cells. The entire world needs to ban this stuff. Here in Canada, they haven't banned it, but people just aren't buying it because it doesn't taste real, and people can taste the difference. It's like the difference between Cheese Whiz and Brie. Number 15, just so that everyone knows, Taylor Swift was never hot. She's got no cushion for the pushin' with her washboard behind. The same type that 80-year-old males have. With over $1 billion, you'd think that she would have enough money to pay for butt implants in Brazil. People pay to watch her shows, and the majority of the time she's not even singing live, but instead lip-syncing. I'd rather watch Milli Vanilli. Moving on, Whoopi Goldberg joins the anti-Trump strike, saying that her vagina is closed. And suddenly, just like that, the air got a whole lot fresher. Besides, who would actually want to be with her? I don't think she's seen any action since Ted Danson. Also, who the hell names their kid Whoopi? Her real name is Karen Johnson, so she culturally appropriated a Jewish last name to help her break out in Hollywood. She acts like a Karen, and she needs to go back to being one. She hasn't been in a relationship since the year 2000. Number 15, the boomers helped raise us and told us not to talk to strangers. So now we have to help them by telling them not to give their data to strangers and never click on unknown links. From my experience, many boomers are still having trouble figuring out their email. Boomers won the analog war getting a house and family, but lost the digital war not being able to use their phones and computers. These days, young people think that everyone over 30 is a boomer. Up next, this woman took NoFap November a little too seriously. She chopped off her husband's schwing schwing and then cooked it in a stew after catching him watching a spicy movie. I guess his schwing schwing is also now spicy in that stew too. But she should have just watched the film with him instead of turning into Lorena Bobbitt 2.0. Maybe she did watch it, but didn't like it. Was this the stew that she put it in? It would make sense if it was. Number 19, where would this insanity end? Aid migrants in Germany grape by a 15-year-old and receive no jail time. Why am I not surprised that this is the judge that let them off? The only way this ends is when liberal judges are purged and justice is restored to the courtroom. The reason she gave them a suspended sentence in this case was because they are homesick, that they're experiencing sociocultural homelessness due to their recent migration. That's a new term, sociocultural homelessness. Moving on, here's the proof that the left can't meme and that leftist men are simps. The guy on the right is upset, saying you can't marry a woman with a 100-plus notch count. And the soy boy says the reason his wife chose him is because he's better than the 199 men that came before him. Pun most certainly intended. No, the only reason she's with him is because she can control him and boss him around, and then later on divorce him after cucking him with Chad's baby. Number 21, now that Ozempic is becoming popular, the only fatties out there will be the ones that are too poor to afford it. Kate here asks, is fatness reversible in a healthy way? She says no, because of the ill effects of something called weight cycling. She also says you can't prevent being fat either. This has to be the dumbest justification for getting fat and staying fat that I've ever heard. Cycling is probably something Kate has never done because it would take care of her being fat in the first place. Maybe she needs to start smoking. That's how women kept weight off in the 1990s. Up next, here's what's happening to people today. These two were once mother and daughter, and now they say they've become father and son. I'm not surprised by this because the majority of trans kids out there become that way because of the influence of their mothers. But if you bring that up, then you're transphobic. Sounds to me like she sacrificed her kid to the altar of woke so that she could get some attention. At least that girl has a father in her life now. Oh, wait. Number 23, Lord announces she's in a lesbian relationship. and share some new selfies with a bruised eye. I'm sure this isn't related at all, but why is there always more domestic abuse in female same-sex relationships than all others? Is it because neither of them think about the consequences and accountability of their actions? Maybe they'll end up blaming it on the patriarchy, but it's probably because they have to deal with women and the frustration that brings. Moving on, here's when Jill was just the babysitter. Well, she technically still is the babysitter. Apparently they met her and Joe Biden when she was in her early 20s, and he was in his early 30s. The posts that say she met him as a teenager babysitting his kids are kind of false, but people assume that they're true because she looks exactly like the type he would be sniffing. Biden joked about getting prostate cancer a few years ago, and now he has it. Oh, the irony. Number 25 and the last one, women say that all men do is lie, yet their face using makeup is nothing but a fabrication. When they say that a man lied, what they mean is that Chad lied when he promised that he would commit to them, but didn't. Also, when you meet a flat-chested Chiquita, she often has more chicken fillets in her bra than I have in my kitchen. Most women without the help of makeup and other enhancements are just mids at best. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.